right, what's happening, beautiful people of the internet? Today is Wednesday, June 8th. We're going to do an interesting episode here. We're going to talk with Ingrid Mura of Two Front. The reason this episode is going to be a little bit interesting is because a lot of the people that we bring on this show are people that are trying to grow, trying to raise capital, trying to break into their space, and are bootstrapped right now. I did a little bit of background before the show here. Ingrid, I know you guys have gone through this like kind of hyper growth phase in the last couple months here. So maybe we could start off by introducing you, who you are, and what you do.
For sure. Well, first of all, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
My name's Ingrid Mura. I'm an orthodontist by trade, and I'm the founder and CEO of Two Front. We are basically a platform connecting independent orthodontists to local dental offices. And I say we're a little bit of a mix of Uber and Airbnb, but for teeth. And what I mean by that is we basically give orthodontists the tools that they need to run a practice for free by leveraging space from local dental offices. So no one pays dentists or orthodontists, and we basically take a take rate on a per patient basis.
Awesome. And so what made you come up with that idea? I mean, I know you practice as an orthodontist. You probably had some idea from the business model there, but like, how did you make that pivot from practicing and doing the day-to-day to like, hey, I want to build this this network or this aggregator?
Yeah, it started a long time ago. I would say it started, the idea started brewing my very first day, frankly, that I started orthodontic residency. It was 2015. It was like my very first week at Harvard Dental. I was sitting here learning about how to move teeth and how complicated it was while watching the very first mail order aligner company advertise to patients that they don't need an orthodontist anymore. So I was sitting here looking around, basically like 3 to 6 months into residency, I was like, wait, these companies not only don't work, but they actually damage patients. But beautiful branding and beautiful marketing can basically trick people into thinking that a product works because, you know, not all money is invested in R&D, I realized. And so I was sitting here realizing that the demand was about to grow drastically for teeth straightening, which it now has. 1 in 2 people in the world now want to straighten their teeth, while orthodontists are actually the most in-depth professional in the country. Of the top 50 professionals, they are number one. Orthodontists have between $500,000 to $1 million in student debt. So sitting here learning, you know, 7 to 7 every single day for 3 years, how to move teeth. And I was like, cool, now we're all going to graduate and we're not going to have jobs and we're not going to have a way to treat patients because companies that are bigger than us, are telling the world that we're not needed anymore. And so I realized, I guess, first of all, for the audience here, like very much not the industrial revolution, just because clear aligners are a tech-enabled product compared to braces, you need an orthodontist no matter what. So I spent those 3 years that I was learning how to move teeth, also simultaneously learning about business. So because I had the luxury of being able to go to the Harvard Dental School, I was also taking classes at HBS, learning about the basics of how to run business, everything from marketing to business to hiring to everything. Graduated, worked in Manhattan, practiced for about 1.5 years, all while kind of learning about what it meant to fundraise. So we raised our first seed round very end of 2019, or I should say pre-seed round. Basically, that was the first transition from practicing to actually starting to build a venture-backed business. I had no idea what I was doing. I always tell people, you can read as many books as you want. You can listen to all the podcasts. I did that. You know, I took all the classes at HBS. I was like, I'm a student of business. I'm going to be fine. You don't actually know until you do it. There's so many things to do, you know, and until you do it and you screw it up a bunch of times, that's when you actually start to figure out how to actually do things right. Fast forward, here we are. We just created our latest $3.5 million round. And we basically pivoted business models 3 times, you know, the very first time. I don't know how much you want me to go into it, but that's how we arrived here today.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, that's all great. I think one of the things that's interesting for most people is they either, most people I think that are like diehard entrepreneurs are either business people that go to business school because they know they want to run a business and they're going to do these venture back PE, VC type companies. And then there's all the technicians, right? The professional healthcare providers, the people that are, you know, in their trade, right? And to be able to take people from both sides and bring them together to actually, number one, raise capital, which is incredibly difficult for most people, right? And number two, actually have a product that is, you know, sustainable, a product or a service that's sustainable. For you, you know, how do you kind of blend having a product service mix? Because you really have the backbone of the industry is a bunch of different services, but there's also, like you said, some of these products that maybe are highly marketed but not super effective. So like, how do you balance working in that interface between product companies and service companies?
Yeah, it's a really good question. You know, I think we're really lucky. Our lead investors, you know, we're basically vertically integrated SaaS plus a marketplace. We're really lucky in that we found Craft Ventures, which actually specializes in both of those. And the most beautiful thing about that is that I have access to those portfolio companies at every single stage. And they say that, you know, when you're building a marketplace or a vertically integrated SaaS, you're Flintstoning, like you are like piecemealing parts of the operation with people, because you haven't built the tech and you don't have the money to build all the tech. And you're starting to basically slowly replace operations with tech. And so it's the way Uber was built, you know, at the very beginning and for years and years, you know, they had people just at 5 a.m. running spreadsheets to pay their drivers, to get them their drivers or to get them their passengers. And we're very similar in the sense that there's a lot of Flintstoning that we're just slowly replacing with tech. And as we obviously continue to prove out our hypothesis, prove out our model, we'll continue to raise and ideally Flintstone less and be more tech enabled than operations.
Yeah. And I think that transition, there's that like critical mass standpoint, right? Where there's that point in time where you're like, okay, we are now doing less manual stuff and more automated kind mm-hmm. of business process. And that's, I think, where a lot of people get into Series A and beyond, right? Where they get in these true
exactly.
raises. It's like, now we have real value. We're not. You know, it's not someone's idea with a seed round that a bunch of people are just hyped about. It's like, we really have real customers with real revenue that is tech enabled, and we've removed most of the things that could go wrong. So, you know, for you, what do you see the next couple of years looking like for your business? Like what's the direction? What kind of growth do you see? Like what's kind of on the horizon?
Yeah, well, I wanted to comment. You mentioned that we're in this hyper growth phase. We're not there yet. Okay. We're still, you know, in the seed round stage. So we've raised a little bit over, I think we're at like 5.5 million in total now. We finally have our business model. We have something that's scalable. Our business fundamentals are solid. And the biggest accomplishment of my entire entrepreneurship journey was hiring the right team. So now, like, thankfully have the right team, we're executing, we're building infrastructure, we're building both infrastructure and tech and, you know, SOPs around the actual operation. Right now we're focused on expanding throughout Southern California. So we're live in about a dozen dental offices in California, in Los Angeles right now. We're basically expanding throughout Southern California now. So we're focusing on expanding to 100 offices before the end of the summer, putting everyone on the wait list, you know, while we kind of refine our infrastructure and our operations and our tech, launch in the fall, break things, you know, like very proactively knowing we're going to break so many different things, fix them, and then basically go national from there. And our markets are wherever you find density, you know, it's like high concentrations of dentists and orthodontists. Everyone wants to work in major cities. And so we're basically going to be going after, you know, the New Yorks, Bostons, and like Chicago's of the world.
Yeah. And let's talk a little bit about your, not necessarily the finances, but like the growth model or the way that you make money in this model, because you have this like marketplace kind of feel, how do you bring everybody together in the tech and monetize that? Like, what is the business model?
Yeah, for sure. So basically we connect independent orthodontists to local dental offices, and we provide the operating infrastructure to basically serve the demand. So, you know, in summary, 1 in 2 people in the world want to straighten their teeth, but no one knows what the hell is going on with your teeth. I say it's a little bit like the financial crisis. So many players in the space, and not even dentists understand how these companies work, right? You know, it's there's basically two sides of the market, which are mail order liner companies, which are basically targeting patients with ads all day, being like, straighten your teeth in the mail, 6 months or less. By the way, tooth movement or tooth speed is a biological property. So it's all false advertisement. You can't actually, no company can move your teeth faster than the rest. The way you move your teeth fastest is by having a specialist who knows how to move your teeth faster than everyone else. And then dentists don't really understand why, you know, when they do offer Invisalign treatment, they don't get the results they want. And it's not their fault. You know, Invisalign basically went to them and said, hey, just use our tech and you can become an orthodontist by taking this 4-hour course instead of going to a 3-year residency program. 6 to 12 months later, you know, their patients are like, why can't I bite on my back teeth? Why am I not getting results? And they're like, what happened? And that's kind of when we step in and we say, hey, we understand that every single day you're getting requests. We are basically your outsourced Invisalign team. So we place an orthodontist, we come in one day a month, take up one dental chair, and basically give them everything they need to run the practice. So a patient acquisition tool to get in front of each and every patient, basically register the patient into this education platform, educate patients on their teeth, on the position of their teeth, how it affects their long-term dental health. Because the 50% of the world who wants to straighten their teeth, it's mostly for cosmetic reasons, but people don't realize that straight teeth and a healthy bite is actually what can save you $40,000 of dental work down the line. So we onboard them onto this platform, which serves ultimately as a sales tool, because we use education as a sales tool. And then from there, you know, everything from scheduling to, you know, claims management, everything, you know, everything between virtual care, the checkout process, two-way communication with their care team and their orthodontist happens through our platform, and all the operations in between and the customer service happens through us. So that one orthodontist can actually work at 20 local dental offices near them. It's free to the orthodontist, free to the dentist. Everyone makes a take rate per patient case type. And we similarly take a management fee on a per patient basis.
And for the people who wouldn't necessarily know about the ratio of orthodontists to dentists in the US, what does that look like? Because I'm just in my mind, I'm thinking like there's got to be way less orthodontists than dentists in the US.
Yeah, it's a great point. There's 12,000 orthodontists in the country and 203,000 dentists in the country. And that ratio is pretty much worldwide. And these problems that we're solving, you know, student debt is obviously like a United States problem. That's a separate issue that we can talk about. But these issues of like dentists offering Invisalign and giving their patients subpar care, and mail order liner companies essentially tricking people, for lack of a better word. This is a global issue. Every country around the world has this issue. And so we fully plan to be a business model that helps people globally.
Yeah. And I think the part that's really interesting about this too, is you're taking a commodity service that's being done all the time, but you're like structuring it in a way that's more efficient for people, right? It's not like you're building a new service, right? You are building a new service, but you're not building a new service within the referral network, right? There are dentists doing dental care, there are orthodontists doing orthodontic care, and now you're basically matchmaking those two together in a super efficient way that nobody else has done. So I think those are honestly the best visionary vehicles to be in, right? Like Uber, you talked about Uber earlier in the call, right? You said like, hey, you know, Uber had everything on spreadsheets and then converted it to something that's more efficient. Well, Uber didn't do anything special, right? They basically took taxis and then put that into a consumer model and put the tech behind it, which is similar to you, right? You already have the service happening. Now you're integrating it with the tech and building all the, you're solving for a much bigger problem. So I think there's a lot of value in that. If people wanted to learn more about what you're doing, maybe there's a lot of people in the marketing space listening to this that are in healthcare marketing, like dental, chiropractic. I know those are all like fringe markets, but this is totally a different model. For people who are interested, like what's the best spot for them to go and learn about what you're doing?
Yeah, for sure. Our website, we just updated it, thank God, because it was a mess for a while. So it's mytwofront.com. And for any dentists and orthodontists out there, we're actually building up a wait list. So they can actually just reach out to me directly. It's my first name, Ingrid, INGRID, at mytwofront.com.
Awesome. So again, for those of you who are listening to this, right, people that are in the marketing space that are doing a lot of dental work, I know we have probably 20 people who listen to the show regularly that are in serving dentists on the marketing side. You know, this is something that's actually going to be useful for people, right? This isn't just like, hey, you're just another idea. This is something that's actually useful and has utility in the healthcare space. So dentists, orthodontists, bring everybody together. And I think you said that you're starting in California and you're kind of going to shift over to the major markets after that. So if you are somebody who's interested in it, you know, check out the website. That's mytwofront.com. We'll drop that in the description below. And if you are somebody who's, you know, interested in learning more and trying to build up this business model, then reach out to Ingrid. I'm sure she'll talk to you at some point. So we'll drop all the information in the description. Ingrid, before we wrap it up, is there anything else that you would like to talk about on today's show?
Well, first of all, I really appreciate all the support. and I think like the biggest takeaway and like my passion here is just like making sure people don't get screwed. If you're going to straighten your teeth, go to an orthodontist who specializes in Invisalign. That's how you're going to get the best results, and you'll get the best results in the shortest amount of time, and making sure that you have the healthiest teeth. So that's my two cents for everyone.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Again, anyone who's listening here, mytwofront.com. Check it out. I will drop everything in the description below. Ingrid, thanks so much for coming on the show and have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, Connor.